It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
I read the news today, oh boy.
An interesting article this week in the New York Times with a strong Michigan angle. It dealt with a particular aspect of the Democratic Party's trouble in off-presidential year elections.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you the coveted white male.
Yes, you working class, high school educated white guys, you are wanted. In fact, Republicans have relied on dominance among white males for many, many years.
Now, a lot has been made of the fact that in this moment, Republicans are facing big troubles winning over minority voters, African Americans, Hispanics, as well as immigrants and single women, a weakness that Democrats have been able to use.
But Democrats have been, for many years, losing the white male vote. Remember the Reagan Democrats?
White, blue-collar, many of them union members with a strong presence in Southeast Michigan. And over time, they stopped being Reagan Democrats and just became Republicans.
The Washington Post's exit polls show President Obama lost white voters by 20 points in 2012 to Mitt Romney, the largest losing margin among whites in 30 years.
Now, every election is different. We know not as many voters will cast a ballot in 2014 as 2012.
Sure, off year election, the presidential race isn't on top of the ballot. There just is less voter excitement.
Minority turnout, in all likelihood, will also not be as high as it was 2 years ago. So if Democrats want to win Michigan this year, they're going to have to do some things. Secure their base, boost their turnout, and win over some of that working class white male vote, which typically breaks 60% or more in favor of Republicans.
And do it, mind you, without giving away their advantage among those other groups, minorities, those with college educations, single women.
We'll see what the Democrats come up with. Republicans just might be able to get away with continuing to do what they're doing this year, even if it's not a winning long-term strategy. So in the meantime, CPAC opened its convention this week in Washington, and no doubt a lot of the talk there will be how to craft and pitch a conservative agenda to those groups that are breaking toward Democrats.
They'll also be looking for ways to restore the partnership between traditional Republicans and the Tea Party. That internal battle isn't doing GOP candidates any favors looking ahead to November.
You mean like the fight here in Michigan over lieutenant governor?
Indeed.
LG Brian Kelly is facing a convention challenge over his renomination mounted by Tea Partiers who don't trust his conservative bona fides.
There's already one announced Tea Partier who will run against Kelly during that GOP convention, and there's talk there could be another.
There's this battle brewing over electing precinct delegates. That's time and effort that could be spent on the general election, but it is also forcing Republicans to focus on securing their base, that working class white male.
Hello again. Hello.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.